Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about no value code review comments. So let's get into it. So the question in question was a follow-up to the last one, I think. Hi Freddy, how would you suggest that you, how can you avoid giving code review comments that add no value? Only basically all the rule that I try to follow is only add comments to a code review where you are concretely suggesting a change to something, or when you are suggesting that there should be a discussion about the change that has already been made. Basically, don't add, like, if you are the classic one that I mean, I for me this is just white noise, and as the social butterfly that I am, I've realized that when this happened, rather than just being very annoyed, I just default immediately to my standard answer. Which, if you've ever worked with me, you're gonna see it at some point. If you give me a comment like, "This name could be nicer," on my variables or whatever it might be, or "This thing could be nicer," when you say the term this whatever blank nicer, I immediately just default to saying, "What would you like it to be?" Because that's sort of like that's a Frederick fuck you. Because basically, what you've said is that, hey, you didn't do a good enough job, I don't like this, but you don't actually suggest how. How am I supposed to improve this thing? It's not concrete in any way. It's a nothing comment. Because if I knew how to do it just right, then I would have done it just right from the beginning. But since I didn't, I probably couldn't come up with something better, and you and your infinite wisdom, it would be really nice if you helped me, the mere mortal, to understand how to please you. And if you have that mindset when you add comments, you can never, I can more or less guarantee you that you're not going to create a completely no value comment. Some people, this is where it gets very difficult, because some people get very annoyed at, like, I mean, some people feel like renaming a variable has no value, or redoing like a minor tweak here and there, or like so forth and so forth, has no value. And everybody's a little bit different here. My usual, like, standpoint is that the range of what is valuable is subjective, and some people want things to be written in different ways, even though it's semantically the same way. A classic one is, "You used an ES5 function. Why did you do that? You should have used an ES6 function if you're doing that." Like, it doesn't have to be JavaScript, but I usually refer to JavaScript, and vice versa. Or like, there are these subjective things. So you used string concatenation instead of template strings, or whatever. These sorts of, like, it's a switch statement instead of if else's, or so forth. Like, they are semantically exactly the same thing. The logic is literally the same thing. It's just different ways of writing the same thing. You can make an argument for that is no value, but as I said, it's subjective, and code cleanliness and readability kind of comes into that as well. Because if used an extreme example would be, if you really feel that there is no value in renaming a variable, well, then if I wanted to prove you wrong, I'll just use a lot of X and Y's and A, B, C, a case and so forth, like with single letter variables all over the place. And all of a sudden your argument goes out of the window, because that's like the anti-pattern of all anti-patterns. So in my world, it's more healthy for you to have this almost a little bit symbiotic relationship where the reviewer tries to add comments with concrete suggestions about what they would like to see as a change and why they want to see that change. In other words, motivate the thing that you're suggesting and give examples of how it could look, so that the person who's doing the coding can have a chance at figuring out what you're going for. And then there could be a discussion about that if there's like you're not 100% sure or so forth. Like, take a, I mean, sit together, or like have a face to face or something like that. That's a, I think, a really, really good position to have. And the reviewer sort of tries to understand that the purse, you might be annoyed because this is a classic one, you're stressed, you have like a short deadline or etc etc, there might be 100 things going on that makes you feel like, oh, do I really need to go back and fix this variable or like this function or add tests etc etc. And I go, well, you could skip it, but the reality is that this person has taken the time to review your code, and since you're supposed to work as a team, it's important for you to understand that you're not the only person working on the code. And if they want this variable name to be changed to this, it takes you more time to complain about it than it is to literally go into the code right away, change the name, the symbol, do a really quick commit and push that. It's going to basically go fast. It's most likely it's going to go faster, depending on how long you stay in your head complaining and being angry about the thing. And so I try to promote that in the teams that I work in, like trust your coworkers. They're there for a reason. And if they are telling you to change something, it's usually because they care about it enough to put a comment on it. And as I said, if the symbiotic relationship is that they only put comments if they actually care about it, then just do it. It might not be something you care about, but then again, it's not all about you. It's about the team, that's at least how I like to think about it. So what I want you to take away from this is that the suggestion that I would make to you in order to avoid adding code review comments that have no value is to think in terms of, I have an opinion on how this should be different. Here is my suggestion on how to make that different. And never add a comment that you don't care about. In other words, like I have one thing, for example, I will never put a comment on code that I think was slightly less nicely written than I think I would have liked it. Because if I read the code, I understand what it does, and maybe they're using a switch statement. I don't know, I wouldn't have used a switch statement. But I see that it works, and I see that there's really no problem with it. It's more my personal gut that tells me that, yeah, this could have been a little bit nicer. I never put a comment on that, because there is no value to it. To me, it's sort of, if you ask someone to have a conversation with you in a spoken language, if they use a set of words that you wouldn't have used to express yourself, but it's the same, it's the end result, or like the meaning of the words are basically the same as some other way of like doing it, do you, like, assuming that they weren't being offensive, do you feel the need to correct them? Oh no, you said A, B, and C, you should have said C, B, A. To me, that's like being a dick, basically. And I don't do that. I only, as I said, try to put comments that where I say that, yeah, these, we should have a few test cases for this scenario. These are the test cases that I would like to see. Or this code was written in this way. It was a bit better if we did it this way because A, B, and C would be improved, etc., etc. Actually motivate why you're suggesting things. And in response, the person who is basically taking the review or like being reviewed should trust that the things that you are suggesting, like you try to make like a valid case for it, and then you have a discussion if you don't agree, or at the very least you should trust that the person is suggesting things to you that they do actually care about, that helps their comprehension or something else about the code. Understand that this is a conversation, if that makes sense, rather than like a diehard criticism, and that usually helps a lot, in my opinion, to mitigate the potential rivalry that exists in the code review area. Because you should, as a software developer, understand that the code review, it's very likely that if you get annoyed at your coworkers in a software team, or like some type of friction exists, it usually starts, or the code review area is usually where those problems start. And if they don't start there, they're definitely going to live there. So that's why it's so important to establish trust and a good dialogue and some type of norms or how you do code reviews with your coworkers, so you don't have all these sorts of like misunderstandings and miscommunications that lead to resentment and so forth, because nobody wins when you get into that space. Have a great day.